Toronto in the Morning's top trending stories.
All right. Let me do a couple of things here before we end, and I'll recap the weekend's events in Vegas for the I Heard Festival. We'll do a couple of these stories first that are kind of trending. This is pretty interesting. Is it acceptable to order a delivery when there's a storm outside? YouGov did a poll that shows that Americans are divided on whether or not it's acceptable to order a food delivery service when it's storming. 45% say it's acceptable. 48% say it's not acceptable. Men are more likely to say that the decision is acceptable, where women are more opposed to it. And this is like if there's like a really bad, like nasty, you know, how we've had some of these storms that have like knocked power out and caused for a lot of damage. Is it acceptable for you to say, you know, I'm still hungry and I want to be able to have, you know, whatever, McDonald's or a pizza delivered or whatever, but you're putting somebody else's life at risk, making them have to get out of their cars to go walk the food up to you or pick the food up in general at the restaurants. What do you guys think?
I remember we talked about this on the air back when we had really heavy snowfall. I wouldn't, even during COVID, I didn't want to do deliveries with the snowstorms, but I never thought about it in thunderstorms. I never thought about the fact, I always think, well, you're safe in your car from lightning. I never thought about the heavy rains and stuff.
So I don't know that I've ever really thought about it, which perhaps makes me a terrible person, but now I will.
People, by the way, who do this, do the deliveries, say they're okay with it, but you should up your tips. And they say that people don't do it, that actually people in the area have not been doing it at all. So if there's really bad weather, that you should give them a little bit more money for risking their lives. Another story that's sparking a little bit of controversy when it comes to going out and eating. A TikToker had a debate going while sitting out at a restaurant. And they were comparing a Gen Z table to a boomer's table. And they showed the two different tables. The video that the TikToker showed the younger generation kind of leaving a little bit more of a mess. The video shows the younger generation where they allegedly ate. The table was mostly cleaned off with the plates and the silverware stacked at the end of the table for the waitstaff, while the older people's table was a complete mess and everything was crazy, showing that the younger diners actually left the tables cleaner than the older diners. Interesting, because I never have noticed that as far as it being a generational thing. What do you guys do when you go to a restaurant? Do you guys clean off the table for them before you leave, or organize it together, or you just leave it the way it was when you got up and you're done eating your food?
I pre-bus it.
I was told by a server not to clean up. Like, they hate when you stack dishes and put things inside of things, because they have a certain way of doing it. This is just what two servers told me. I don't know if it's fact for everybody, but they said they prefer you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if I have the kids with me, and Mike, you know this, they make a mess of the table. I feel obligated to not leave the table looking like that.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, though, that it's generational like that, because of, you know, like Megan's talking about how she cleans it up and does that. And honestly, I don't do it. Like Spike, you know, said, I not because the server told me that, just because I'm lazy.
When I worked in food service, if somebody like put their silverware and the cups and all that stuff, I would walk up to the table with tears in my eyes and be like, thank you. Thank you for taking care of this.
Oh, really?
It's like the little stuff. It makes my job so much easier. Mm-hmm. And it usually points out that you're a server, so I'm probably going to get a better tip. It was like a win-win.
Have you guys heard about the story about the missing Florida girl? It's a crazy story. This girl that was with her boyfriend, they were traveling out in like
in the RV.
Her fiance.
Salt Lake City. Her fiance.
Wild. Yeah.
And her fiance came back to Florida. She didn't come back. And now there's a story that's involved with this whole one about how there's a missing couple that happened in that same area where they were traveling. A lot of people are either thinking that she was part of that, like maybe something happened to her, or this boyfriend did something, because he's now being like completely hush-hush.
Her fiance came home and got a lawyer and wouldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So won't cooperate with the police.
In the search for Gabby Petito, last seen in Utah while traveling with her boyfriend. Police are looking into a possible connection between her disappearance and the murder of these two women, Crystal Turner and wife Kylan Schulte. The newlywed couple were found shot at a campsite near Moab, Utah. One of them reportedly telling a friend about a, quote, creepy man around their camp. They were last seen alive on August 13th. Just one day earlier, also in Moab, Gabby Petito and her boyfriend Brian Laundrie were seen in this police body camera video arguing on the side of the road.
What's going on? What's my crying?
I'm just crying. We've just been fighting this morning. Some personal issues.
Police say at one point it got physical with Petito, the aggressor. No charges were filed. Less than a week later, the couple were seen in Salt Lake City checking out of a hotel. The next day, her mother says Petito told her they were in Wyoming heading to Yellowstone. A week later, on September 1st, Laundrie arrived home in Florida without Petito.
Two people went on a trip, one person returned, and that person that returned isn't providing us any information.
Police say Laundrie is not cooperating. Petito's family pleading for help. Their attorney reading this statement to Laundrie's parents.
As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us? If you or your family have any decency left, please tell us where Gabby is located. Tell us if we are even looking in the right place.
This morning, Laundrie's sister responding.
Obviously, me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister, and my children love her, and all I want is for her to come home safe.
I'll tell you what.
The FBI is now joining the case. No. An attorney for Laundrie says he's advised his client to remain silent during the investigation.
Listen, it's probably the right legal thing to do, but it honestly is not the right thing to do, and you wonder what exactly happened. You know,
his everybody is trying to spend time with him before he goes to jail for a very long time.
Yeah.
Everybody on his Instagram, because I went and stalked like both of their Instagrams. Everybody on his Instagram is pointing out little things in his pictures now, because it's like the last pictures they have up until she went missing. Mm-hmm. Like he's got a necklace. There's this necklace that's in one of the pictures with him and her. It's like the last picture they took together, and then it's missing after that. And there's nowhere. So they're like, they're literally dissecting every picture now. It's wild.
It's gonna be a Dateline.
Oh yeah, and it's not gonna be the guy that we want to do the story. It's not gonna be that old dude that you like so much. What's his name?
Keith Morrison.
It's gonna be that fat guy that's got the other goofy voice on that show.
Dennis Murphy.
The other guy. Who's the other guy that's the...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
He's
a fat-looking Italian guy.
He's got the darker hair.
yeah, exactly. You can tell what we do on Friday nights. All right. Are you already doing this? Are you already shopping for Thanksgiving? Supermarkets say that they're already buying turkeys for Thanksgiving due to a supply chain shortage, and they're recommending that when they get frozen turkeys in, you better go buy them. They say that other items, too, might be in short supply. They're expecting that green bean casserole that you love so much might be minus the onions, the fried onions on the top, because the onion company might have a shortage going on.
Think of it this way. Why not trying a vegan Thanksgiving this year?
Oh, don't you not.
Try it.
Remember when we tried it last year?
I'm just saying, try it.
We had to hide the turkey in the garage from my sister, and we still got busted.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce. Woo!
Did you guys hear this story? Remember I talked about this Jewel Jones, I think is how you pronounce his name, the Michigan Congress guy, the guy that...
The guy that's been in trouble once a month?
Yeah, he got busted, remember, in that DUI case, pulled over on the side of the road, and then he said Big Gretch would get him out. Well, he actually got arrested and then had to go into jail and do a time in jail because he got himself into trouble again for not showing up for court and stuff. Did you guys hear the story that this week they found handcuff keys on his person while he was in custody? Mm-hmm. Making them wonder if he was going to use those handcuff keys to try to escape or take the cuffs off. Crazy that this guy
quit.
I don't know how he doesn't think he's going to get busted for this. He actually at 9 o'clock this morning went before the judge. I have no word on what exactly happened to him after he did that. Remember the story I told you guys about the 7-year-old girl from Mount Pleasant whose teacher cut off her hair? She had that beautiful hair, and the teacher cut her hair, causing for her father, who is black and white, to say that they racially discriminated against her daughter because of her hair, her locks of her hair. That guy, by the way, is asking for $1 million from the school district. In federal court, they're going to be hearing this case, and it's against the Mount Pleasant Public Schools. Jimmy Hoffmeyer said that his daughter and he should get a $1 million settlement for the fact that his daughter's rights were violated. And I'll end on this note here. It happens to the best of us, and it ended up happening to the president yesterday. The president was doing one of those press conferences where he had British Prime Minister, what's that dude's name, the big fat guy with the messy hair?
Boris Johnson.
Boris Johnson. And then he had the Prime Minister of Australia also on a TV screen. So they were both on TV screens standing behind him with a podium. He forgot the Australian Prime Minister's name. So listen to what he did.
Mr. President.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much,
that fella down under. That happens too. I gotta tell you something. I forget names all the time. So,
thanks,
you know,
sport.
He kind of can get away with it, can't he? I saw Jimmy Kimmel last night do the joke about him. All he has to do is say, "Bub." Yeah, hey, Bub. All right, Spike and Shannon, looking forward to all the social posts and Monday show on here on Mojo in the Morning.
It is going to be so fun. Can I just do a reminder that you can hear the iHeartRadio Music Festival on whatever radio station you're listening to us on right now. And you can also watch it on the CW app and CWTV.com. So make sure you're watching.
Special thanks goes out to our friends at Platinum Motor Cars in Syed for taking a cool little kid to school this morning. Uncle Ryan's on with us right now. Hey, Uncle Ryan, how did everything go? Was it a hit?
Hey, Mojo. As far as I could see, yes. I unfortunately live an hour away, so I wasn't there, but that smile and loss of words that I heard this morning made his year, as far as I can tell.
That's cool.
So I wanted to call you guys and say thank you to the Mojo in the Morning Show and to Platinum Motor Cars for what you guys have done. You guys made his year, and I couldn't have asked for anything better for him.
It's our pleasure. Great little kid. We wish we could have taken more kids to school in a Lambo. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
And you guys have a great weekend. Spike and Shannon, be safe. Megan, Mike, be safe too. Ellen, Reese, Katie, and Renna. And we'll be back Monday.
20-plus years of idiocy and still going in Detroit, Toledo, and West Michigan.
It's Mojo in the Morning.